1 year ago today, I met a woman whose story we've been chronicling for the past 12 months.
My property is underwater right now, and I'm going to rebuild that sucker, and I'm going to make it bigger and better, and we're going to get it back together.
That's New Orleans resident Sharon White. At that time, she was in a shelter in Baton Rouge. We've chatted with Sharon several times over the past year when she was struggling to find her elderly mother who'd been evacuated from the Superdome, when her mother died just days after Sharon reached her, when the city considered turning her neighborhood into a green zone unfit for rebuilding. Now, her beloved home in New Orleans East sits gutted. It's missing doors and windows and the roof leaks. Sharon's received some insurance money, though she's far from being able to renovate. So Sharon White and her youngest daughter are living with a friend in nearby Gretna.
It's very hard for me being a homeowner and being so independent. I've been on my own since I was 17. And when you have to stay with somebody, and I say have to, because if I didn't have his house, to be honest, I wouldn't have anywhere right now. You know, homes are opening up, at least rental properties. And they're so high, they want $700-$800 for a one-bedroom that at one time you probably would have paid $300, maybe $400 for.
Sharon, a lot of us have in our mind images of New Orleans in the days after the hurricane, when 80% of the city was underwater. When you drive through New Orleans right now, what does the city look like?
Well, it depends on what part you're in. Some parts look like nothing happened. And I have to be honest with you, I am so jealous. I am so envious of that because it shouldn't just be in certain areas. By now, that should have trickled in every area. Why is it a year later and you got whole neighborhoods just waiting to come back? And I know, I mean, when you look at what's happening, the crime is, we went through all of this and now we're coming home killing each other again. What the hell? We should be embracing each other. See, after the hurricane, people were, how you doing? What you need? You got anything? I remember that I was here. And people help people with ice. Now you can't even get people to shake your hand. People are so mean and they calling up talking about Katrina stress. I'm under Katrina stress. I'm not shooting nobody. See, if you give them a name, you give it a title, then they say, okay, yeah, that's why I'm doing this.
Will that push people like you out of the city?
Yeah, because I don't want to bring my baby back in. What school is she going to go to? What school? I'm going to be honest with you. If I had enough money to redo my house right now, lights, gas, everything right now, I couldn't move back. You know why? And I wouldn't. There's not another neighbor in this neighborhood. I would not put myself in that position. Why would I come and live in here in the dark? Even I'm talking about the streets now. Even if I have lights, let's say my one house is lit up. There's no neighbors. That's not safe. For two, a me and a 12-year-old? Jeez. It's just, I don't know. It's just moving too slow. I don't know who to blame. If somebody would have told me I'd still be really in a worse situation a year later. Right now, Michelle, I'm so sorry because it's a very confusing time for me right now. It's a lot.
Seems like you're on this roller coaster, ups and downs. Every time we talk to you, you're in a slightly different place. At one point, you weren't sure whether or not you were really determined to stay in the city. Where are you at right now?
To be honest, I am looking for a place to stay. My home is actually tying me up financially. And, you know, the trailer thing, that fell through. I mean, you try to get a trailer. I don't know who you got to know. You know, I have trailers in my neighborhood, but a lot of them not hooked up.
So they're just sitting there, but they're not inhabitable. They have no electricity, no running water.
No, nothing. There's no people, you know. At least on my block, that's what I'm seeing. I see overgrown grasses on houses, and I have a few people come out and they cut the grasses. Some of them don't. Some of them just letting it go, you know.
Sharon, I don't think anyone would dispute the fact that you deserve a better deal than the one you got. I certainly hope that things start to look up soon.
I hope so, too. Something's going to give. Hopefully the next time I talk to you, I'll call you and let you know at least if I'm renting or whatever, I'll have somewhere to stay.
You know, I'm going to look forward to that day when you call me with good news.
I wanted to do that today, but it didn't happen.
We'll get there.
All righty.
Sharon White, the New Orleans resident and Hurricane Katrina survivor. We met her 1 year ago today in a shelter at the Estruma Baptist Church in Baton Rouge.